What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So excited for this week's episode. We have Dr. Cheyenne Bryant coming on. She's a renowned life coach with a master's degree in marriage, family, and child therapy. She's a psychology expert and a teen mom life coach. She's on the show Teen Mom Family Reunion, which is on every Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I'm doing really good. I had a really good morning. I've had a few breakthroughs, and that always always cathartic for me.
What's the best breakthrough that you get to witness?
Oh gosh. So many different ones. It's more of when I see their resistance dissipate, demise, or I'm breaking through the resistance of an awareness that was stopping them from getting from where they are to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That means that now it's green light for them to run all the plays necessary to reach that goal, whatever that goal is. Mm-hmm. Because resistance is something that keeps, it's the only thing that keeps us from where we want to be.
Sure.
When I say where we want to be, it's not always a physical transition of location. It can be emotional, or it can be demising of distorted thinking. It can be just a peace of mind, right? Whatever that looks like, it's the resistance that is allowing you to be in your own way. So when I see my clients get out of their own way and get past their own resistance, for me, I'm going, oh my God, because that's where the magic happens, right? So manifestation happens at the point of agreement, and you can't have agreement if you have resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So then you're not manifesting anything because you're not in agreement with yourself. There's resistance. And then you're always feeling this internal struggle. You're feeling in the gray and you feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, there's no worse feeling than being stuck and seeking the answer, but
right.
They can't coexist, right? So stuck is the problem, and the problem and the answer cannot coexist. There are two different spaces, and you have to choose which one you want to be in. Well, all of us are choosing answer.
Sure.
But we're disconnected if we're choosing and seeking answer, and we're stuck in what? Problem mindset, problem behavior, and problem thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get here from here.
Do you also think, too, there's a piece of acceptance? Like, you have to have, like, for me, a lot of the struggles that I've gone through, it's when I accepted what happened or where I'm at, that's when I can have the action, I guess, right? So acceptance, but before actions, you have to have acceptance.
100%. Accepting. So yeah, so the should I say the process, if we have to go into, you know, steps, it goes the awareness, right? Oh, I have a problem. Something's not right. Right? Identifying that.
Mm-hmm.
acceptance, which is what you said, huge step into what the resolution, acceptance, which is surrendering. I accept this is what it is. I surrender to it. Doesn't mean I'm okay with staying here. Sure. But the reality is, you know, I'm a 32-year-old woman, divorced, and I don't want to start over. Mm-hmm. But that's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it. I accept it. I surrender to it. And then once acceptance and surrendering takes place, guess what you have now? Got your power back.
Yeah. I think that's a huge piece. You mentioned the divorce too. And we talked about this on my Monday podcast, where when I got divorced, there was so much anger. And it's almost like when I accepted the reality that I didn't want, then I was able, that anger, sure, I mean, underneath it was all sadness, right? But I was able to have a new light and just go, I can't do anything about what happened or how much I had to pay or whatever it was. I have to just now, I have to make a choice. I'm either going to just stay angry or, okay, this is what it is now, and let's try and find some light somewhere else.
That's the power of acceptance.
Yeah.
Surrendering is exactly what you said. This is where I'm at. I have to visually see the optics of it. I can't have a disconnect between perception and reality. However, accepting your reality is accepting what you see. I want people to be clear on this. It's accepting what you see. It's not accepting what it is. I want to say it one more time. Acceptance and surrendering is accepting and surrendering to what you see, not what it is. We are not here to be a victim to our reality. We are here to create our reality. Mm-hmm. And you can't create your reality by allowing what you see to become what your reality is.
It's just so hard though. And I remember it's tricky, because when I get DMs and people say, I just feel like I'm just still like, it's so hard. And it's like that first year post-divorce is the most sticky situation with all the feelings. And then you feel stuck and you feel sad and you feel angry. And it's like, will I ever see the light again? Will I ever accept this? And I have such a hard time when people ask like how I got through it. It's like, I don't even have the right answer. Like, you obviously will have the answer, but it's, you know, there's things that I did to kind of get on the other side. But again, I think it all goes back to the acceptance, but it's, some people are like, well, how do I accept it? Like, how do I do that?
Yeah. And I love that question, because I always say, you know, and I know all experts are giving their best and sure, they have the best intent for the information they're putting out. But I get very frustrated, you know, now that I'm an expert, and before, even when I wasn't, when I hear people tell me these tools and these tips of what to do, and I'm going, but how do I take the hammer you're telling me to use to build a house? I don't know how to build a house. Mm-hmm. So you got wood and you got a hammer. What do I do with this stuff?
Right.
Right. I'm going to sit here and just look at it. I don't know what to do. And so I love that question of how do you do it? It is exactly not just looking at the optics of your reality and saying, I accept it, but sitting with self and taking a, how do I feel inventory, and accepting how you feel. I feel like a failure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me identify it. Okay. Got it. I feel completely heartbroken. Identify with that. I feel lost. Mm-hmm. My whole world is shattered. Oh yeah. My heart is broken. That too. And I don't feel like having to freaking start my whole world over again. That too. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in dating because I'm drained and exhausted. That too. So all of that stuff, which is your stuff, the way that you start to dissipate it, the emotions you don't want to feel, is not to suppress them, right? And it's not to resist them, because as you know, what we resist persists. As we suppress, that thing fights to come up more, not to bug you, because it wants to externalize you from internalizing it, because suppression breeds depression, and internalizing does nothing but bubble up and you feel worse because it's trying to come out. Mm-hmm. So you say, this is how I feel. And it's best to write down a how I feel inventory and then start to map out, okay, well, how do I want to feel if I don't like the way I feel? Mm-hmm. And as you write down the other side of the paper, how I want to feel goes back to what I said. How I feel, problem, problem, problem. I don't like it. It doesn't serve me. Because I've called off a wedding and engagement, and I totally empathize with you on feeling just all these mixed emotions. And some days you're good and some days you're absolutely spiraling. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then on the right side of the paper, we're going to write the solution narrative, mm-hmm. right? And you can't be in both. So the days that you are in the problem narrative, which is how you feel that you don't want to feel, go to your solution narrative and say, what emotion can I generate? Mm-hmm. What emotion can I pull up right now? Can I read a book to get that emotion? Can I go for a walk? Can I read? Can I go have a glass of wine with my girlfriend? Can I lay poolside? Can I sit for 30 minutes and meditate to get into the resolution, right? Mm-hmm. Space of yeah. energy. And you start to swap out. As you get into the solution narrative, guess what happens? You naturally start to emotionally regulate what you don't want to feel.
Right.
And that's how you positively manipulate your emotions.
Right. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I feel like I'm hoping that this is, well, actually, I don't want everyone feeling this either, but the start of a year for me is tough work-wise because I feel like I feel like I'm on a bike and it's not going anywhere. Like literally I'm on my stationary freebie bike. Like I'm hustling so bad and it's just staying put. And because it's like, I don't know when this is going to go or when that's going to go. And then when stuff is stagnant and not progressing, I start to go, well, then what's my purpose? What am I really doing the right thing? And I don't know. I just like, I don't know if that's something that happens just in the beginning of a year with work and you're questioning things, or if that's just maybe the season that I'm in. I feel like sometimes I do that, like every 8 months, I kind of question like, oh God, what am I doing? Or what's my purpose? Or is this all for something? And, but right now it's like, you know, heading towards March, it's like trying to shift the energy to go, just keep going when it's just like, you're just tired from staying stuck and staying stationary.
Yeah, love that too. Because I always say a couple of things about that. We have to learn our seasons. My season is not your season, nor do I want it to be. This is why I don't like New Year's resolutions. I support them if I have any clients that want to do them. I support them. I'll draw out a plan for them and help them. I'm not a fan of it because January, if that's not my season, then I'm planting seeds. And if they don't harvest, then I become doubtful and disempowered, right? And discouraged. What if May, June, July is my season? What if that's when my harvest comes? And so I have to learn, when is my season? One. Two, I have to learn, what do I plant? What seed do I plant? And in what soil do I plant it in to maximize my harvest? What season am I planting it in to maximize my harvest? Who am I planting it with to maximize my harvest? There's a lot of moving parts that take place for the sake of measuring. When is your season? How do you get the most maximum result of what season or what your harvest will look like? And then the other thing is, there are some seasons where stillness is part of your planting. And so there's purpose in stillness. And so like for you, if Jan, Feb is this really still feeling of, you described it as being stagnant. Well, what if January, February isn't your action season? What if that's your meditative season? What if that is your stillness season? What if that is your recharge season, right? What if that season is for you to figure out what has bloomed and what is harvest for you to celebrate your harvest? And then maybe March and April, get back to planting.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So I love that.
A lot of purpose in stillness. And the reason why a lot of people's manifestation moves so slow is because when they are supposed to be being still for the sake of retrieving what the next steps would be or look like, they're resisting the stillness to become more action-based. When you have to, there's a seed planting season and there's a harvest planting season. Not to go biblical, the Bible even talks about that. And we have to know when that is for us, because I can't look over at you and go, harvest for her, no harvest for me. I don't know when you planted that anyways. I don't even know the magnitude of what you planted.
Right. Yeah, no, I love that. That makes me feel better. Yeah, I love the seasons. And I've never been one on resolutions. I read a book a long time ago called The Happiness Project, where it was basically once a month, do something that's, you know, a goal for that month. And I've kind of liked that, but I usually end up falling off of it. Like, oh shoot, I forgot. But I think it's just being mindful of, okay, yeah, the season. And I really love that a lot. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, Mental Detox? I'm just curious, because it's, I feel like we could all use a little mental, because we do gut detoxes. So what's the mental detox?
Yeah, Mental Detox is my first book I wrote way back in 2014, and people seem to still love it and even love it more now. It's still selling like hotcakes, which is more impressive, not for the sales, but for the fact that that tells me the book is extremely impactful and it's changing lives. It consists of giving tips and tools and many examples of how you detox your entire life by using the garden metaphor. That as your mind and your mental is your garden, and your mind like a garden, you know, if it goes unattended, you attract rodents and weedens. And so rodents and weeds. And so you can't not attend to it and think that it will just flourish on its own. It takes work. And so it also explains what that work looks like, right? And it looks like your garden needs to have an inventory, right? before their seasons. There's an inventory season where we're talking about seasons where you take inventory of your garden.
Sure.
Garden being the people, the places, the things, the circumstance, the thoughts, the actions, the behaviors, all the stuff that you are involved in, and look at it and say, how is it serving me? If it's not serving you, plow out. Okay. If it's serving you, leave and nurture. And the things you plow out, rid of with no guilt, because you're not doing it from a bad or a, you know, negative intentional space. You're doing it from a place of it serving you. And when things serve you, guess what? You can better serve other people. Mm-hmm. And then you start to take inventory of, well, what harvest do I want in my garden, right? What do I want my garden to look like? And of course, we're not talking about vegetables and trees and fruits. We're talking about, you know, the goals. These seeds are your goals. These seeds are how you want to show up in how you show, how would you be proud if you showed up in that type of person, that type of character. So you're planting character seeds. You're planting, you know, maybe for you, it's dating seeds. Maybe for you, it's healing myself seeds. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. What does my next marriage look like when I get there? Mm-hmm. Hey, don't wait to want it, to plant it. Let's start planting those seeds now so that you won't have to be in your be still season hoping for a harvest because you planted too late. And so mental detox is all about detoxing your garden, i.e. your mind, of all the stuff that does not serve you, but taking inventory of what that is, and then planting all the stuff that does serve you, nurturing it, watering it, and being patient to understand that it will bloom in its season, not when you want it to, but in its season. So I tell everyone that you should be doing two things as a lifestyle, and it will help you with being patient in the stillness seasons or in the seasons when there isn't always a harvest. So you should be either planting or receiving a harvest. Planting or receiving a harvest. How do you make sure you're receiving a harvest every day? Well, for those who don't have harvest now because you haven't been planting anything, that's mm-hmm. okay.
Right.
You start to plant seeds every day, all day. Right. And before you know it, when you wake up, you'll be an autopilot of I'm planting this today. But then when you shift to the right, you see a harvest of what you planted 6 months ago or a year ago. So your job is to do two things, plant and receive, plant and receive. Mm-hmm. And that ultimately results in your very one job, which is to be happy. Because when you're happy, your receiving vessels are wide open.
Sure.
And so you need things to be wide open for you to receive. And so the idea is not to shut down because of a divorce, because of a heartbreak, because of a firing, a layoff of a job, or because of a bad decision. Because when you shut down your garden, nothing gets in, nothing gets out, including yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you become an island.
Yeah. And that's not.
And nobody wants to be that.
No, yeah. No one honestly wants to visit that island.
Come as on.
Not that kind of island when you're alone. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. A deserted island with no lodging, no harvest, no food,
yeah.
Nothing Mm-mm. to do. No one pays for a flight to go visit that island.
No.
100% correct.
Unless you just need like one day away from the kids and a quiet, peaceful. It's like besides that. But you are the life coach on the Teen Mom Family Reunion show. Is it? Well, A, has that been fulfilling in a way where you get to impact even more people? Because obviously your work, just like when you come on podcasts, like your words spread to thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. And has that been rewarding for you to kind of see that impact that you make?
Absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. Before doing the show, just being in like my doctorate program, I remember like my professor asking even my master's program, hey, who's going to get licensed? You know, raise your hand. Everyone raise your hand except me. And professor said, well, why are you going through 12 years of schooling to not get licensed? What are you just going to hang this, you know, diploma on your wall? I said, well, yeah, hang it on my wall in my office. I didn't have an office back then yet, but I manifested it, as you can see behind me, hanging on my wall in my office. However, I also not only want to be in private practice, but I said, I want to have a platform. I don't know how God's going to, you know, how he's going to construct it, but I'm going to have a platform where I'm able to change lives. I'm able to heal people at a bigger capacity by the millions. And it will be, you know, global, not for the sake of ego, but for the sake of, I was a little girl and I had to figure out how to get through abandonment, how to get through adversity. And when I got to a place of taking my broken pieces and making peace from it, I thought, no, I'm not the only one that can do this. I'm not the only one who is allowed to do this. And it's a human right that everyone has mental health and a peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And give me the platform and I will spread those. I will give those tools And I will make sure that I'm giving everything that I use within myself and giving everything that I am so that people can have that peace. And yeah. For me, I call it God's peace, and everyone can call it whatever they want. Peace is peace. And it's just a space that I've arrived to that it has no currency. It is priceless. Mm-hmm. And it is everything that I've seen in my 17 years of being in the mental health field. Everyone that I've ran into, whether they're on the couch in session with me or just having conversation, we all have that one thing in common. Sure. We want to be at peace, and we want to be happy, and it takes work. And so for me, being on the show, not just seeing the teen moms and dads have breakthroughs and use the tools and it be extremely effective and then go through life's roller coasters, but learn how to be more balanced and regulate themselves through the roller coasters of what life is going to do to everybody.
Sure.
And then learning how not to personalize it. Also hearing folks around the world say, I seen myself in this person. I seen myself in Jade. I seen myself in Macy. I seen myself in Kaya. And the tools you gave them, I've used. And it's changed my life. My marriage is better. My relationship with my son or daughter has taken more of a positive momentum. Those things for me are, again, they're cathartic, they're life-changing, and they remind me every day of why I'm in my purpose, mm-hmm. right? And why what I do is my real paycheck. It's my real currency. It's my real value. And so, yeah, it is absolutely, it's very rewarding to be able to, and I think the biggest thing we all can have, I think, and I believe what legacy is the impact in lives that we change yeah. more than the name that we make of ourselves.
Yeah, that's so true.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm curious too, like, with everything that you do, all the people that you help, is there something where you just kind of beat your head and go, God, just like, I wish that like they, people could see this, or I wish like, where it gets frustrating for you?
Not so much frustrating, but the more, you know, I wish they can get this and see this. Mm-hmm. It, you know, happens often in session when I'm seeing the bigness, I'm seeing the beauty, I'm seeing the awesomeness of, you know, my client in session who is just not quite there yet. They just don't see the bigger picture. They don't see, you know, the bigness of themselves, the bigness of their God, the bigness of their source, the bigness of whatever they believe in. That's when I'm, and then when I see them right at edge of breakthrough, right at edge of that turning point, it's like I become this mama bear that wants to take it and turn it for them. Yeah. And that's when I'm more like, sit on your hands, breathe, mm-hmm. patience. You know, it has to be a process. It has to be in a perfect, timely manner. And that's why it takes an expert to be able to do what I do and other coaches and therapists do, who really is seasoned to where they don't cause more impairments by moving too fast, mm-hmm. or probing too much, or poking in ways that will cause impairment, to know how to pace.
Right.
Because, you know, a seasoned or even a good beginner therapist or coach, we see it before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're able to guide you to where it is.
Yeah, that's the key word right there, because it's like, oh my gosh, the amount of times my therapist was like, okay, well, if, you know, I'm doing the card, she's like, you're here, so how do we get here? You know, and it's like, now looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, she was trying to guide me, you know, she was trying so hard. But it's like, y'all could tell us whatever you want till you're blue in the face. We have to get to a place where we sit there and go, I'm done. And you've helped guide, but you didn't tell us what to do, right? Because everyone's always telling us what to do and how to act and how to be. And it's like, you guys are just a safe place and truly a guide to lead us and show us what's right and what, you know, where what we should deserve and what we do deserve.
Yeah, 100%. And because of what you said, words don't teach, experience does.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why we guide and not tell is because we can tell you all we want if you don't get the experience.
Right.
Because words don't teach, experience does. And so we have to create, you know, or at least I do. I create an experience in the session, an emotional experience, a meditative experience, so that that person can feel, mm-hmm. i.e. experience, the shift, the breakthrough, and go, oh my God, that's what it is. That's where it stems from. Oh, I got chills. Oh, I just felt that. That's the experience moment. That's the life-changing moment right there, versus mm-hmm. it being a lecture of, well, this is how you do it. And you take the hammer and you... you bang on the nails and you put one brick at a time, and this is, you lay the cement. You're learning something, but you're not getting the experience, and experience teaches.
Well, and you might not be ready for it either. Like, there was, you know, for however many years, I wasn't ready to grab the hammer, grab the nail, grab the wood. I just wasn't ready. And I think you have to get to a place where you're also ready too. And you'll know. I think that's something too, where someone asked me like, well, how do you know? I'm like, I promise you, I asked the same thing for 7 years. You will know. There will be a point when it's like, no matter, you don't need your friends to tell you what to do or your therapist what to do. You will actually have the answer and know what to do. And 100%. That moment is the most powerful moment that you'll have. And now you just have to be strong enough to listen to that and move.
Yep.
One
and
way
continue
or the other.
To listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep listening to that. And the more you listen to your inner self, it's like a muscle.
Well, I think it's so hard because I've always, like, I doubt that. I'm like, well, maybe that's just because I'm emotional, or I'm on my period, or I don't know. Like, it's like you, or this person said this, but so it's like you have so many outside voices. And that's something that I've learned nearing 40 is like, limiting the people that get to have a say or get to come into like my brain and thoughts and or even want their opinion, because it's like, it's my life. I get to make the shots. I get to call the shots. Now, I might ask. I think it's important to have friends that, you know, share their thoughts. But also, I think it can be very harmful too to have too many opinions, because then you lose sight of what you feel.
100%. Drowning out the outside chatter is the number one, you know, thing that strengthens your inside or inner voice, because the inner voice is not a chatter. It's your guiding system. It's your voice. And when you are having outside chatter be louder than your inner voice, mm-hmm. well, you're going to hearken to the voice that's louder. And so, again, knowing how much you're sharing and to who you're sharing it with, and trusting what comes up in you as you, you know, dim or turn down the volume of the other voices, the volume in you has always been turned up.
Sure.
You're just now able to actually hear it mm-hmm. because you're not distracted by the things that don't know you. They don't know you as well as your sense of self and your inner voice knows you. They never will. That's the beauty of it, because then we have our power. It's in us.
Right. Mm. And we're going to tap into that, and we might find it in different seasons, to circle that back around.
100%.
You know, it's all, yeah. You will find it. Dr. Bryant, thank you so much for coming on the show. Watch new episodes of Teen Mom Family Reunion every Tuesday on MTV at 8 p.m. Where also can our listeners find you and just follow along?
Yeah, totally. At drbryant.co, and that's drbryant.co, not .com. And on social media, I am _DrBryant. And you can Google Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. I come up number one on Google with my book, Mental Detox. Coach B, Teen Mom, all those things you can put in Google, and my website shows up. My contact information's there. And you can contact me from my website. You can book sessions through my website. And you can obviously tune in to Teen Mom every Tuesday. Well, our season just ended, but every Tuesday next season, if we get a season 3, which, you know,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, manifesting that. And so, yeah, but there's definitely ways to contact me, drbryant.co and Instagram _DrBryant.
And one last thing, if there's something that you could say to anyone that is just truly stuck in this moment, what's one thing that can maybe shed a little light?
Meditate.
There we go.
Meditate every day, 10 minutes minimum. And whatever comes up, trust it and listen to it. Trust yourself and trust the process. You already know what you want. You already know where you want to go. As soon as you completely dissipate the outside chatter, you'll be able to hear exactly what you want. And you're happy is in you. Mm-hmm. And so as you allow you to come up and you build a relationship with yourself, then you will be in your happy. And lastly, we are so caught up in building relationships with other people. And don't get me wrong, relationships are your vessel to business, your vessel to connection. However, the most important relationship you will ever have is that relationship with yourself. And you can't build it until you actually put in the work and the investment in getting to know you, listening to you, trusting you, and really believing in the connection within yourself. And that's where you will build this self-nest that will demise the codependency of having to always find someone else's nest to nest in.
Yeah.
And it's a very powerful place when you nest in you.
Yes.
Nest in.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. A lot of people are going to take a lot from this. So thank you.
Thank you for having me, and great information, great questions. And thank you for having a platform where people can actually tune into, get tools, get information, and get gems that'll hopefully change your life.
Heck yeah, girl. Appreciate you.
Got it.
All right. Bye, honey. See ya. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, It's the style. It's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.